From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, June 24th. Every year, Butte County releases a report about the number of unhoused residents in the county, but this year's report will only include those living in shelters. NSPR's Alex Stutson tells us why.
Each year, the Butte County Continuum of Care does a point-in-time count. The survey gathers information about the county's unhoused population. A draft report of this year's count was presented at a county meeting earlier this month, but the official results won't be released until the Department of Housing and Urban Development approves them, which is expected to happen in the fall. There are two separate surveys completed as part of the count, the sheltered point-in-time count and the unsheltered count. This year, only unhoused residents staying in homeless shelters were counted. That's because a count of unhoused residents outside of shelters is only required every other year and will happen next year in 2025. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
For the first time, Butte County's proposed budget surpasses $1 billion. NSPR's Eric Adams reports ahead of this week's Board of Supervisors meeting.
The $1.1 billion number is up 28% from last year. County staff says it's mainly because of federal disaster relief funds related to the Camp Fire. Staff will also ask the board to hold a public hearing about transferring revenue to fund foster care services and other public assistance programs. If the proposed budget is approved, it will formally be adopted in late July. Supervisors will gather at 9 a.m. and meetings are open to the public. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Shasta County's Assistant Registrar of Voters says she'll remain in the role. That's after a candidate with no experience running elections was chosen over her to lead the office. Joanna Franciscat has served the elections office for over 16 years, overseeing the March primary election. There was concern that if she left the department, it would lose one of its most experienced employees ahead of the November election. Franciscat told NSPR she loves her job and looks forward to meeting the new registrar of voters. She hopes to see a smooth transition and plans to focus on making sure the election runs smoothly. And officials in Plumas County are gearing up for a gathering that could bring thousands of visitors to the region in early July. The U.S. Forest Service reports the Rainbow Family of Living Light has been hosting gatherings on national forest land annually. This year, it said it plans to do its camping trip near Antelope Lake in Plumas County. The Forest Service put out a notice warning of what it called a, quote, unauthorized non-commercial group use incident. The Forest Service said it anticipates as many as 10,000 people could attend and that it is mobilizing a national incident management team. The agency said it plans to educate attendees and enforce laws for the safety of those involved and to protect the environment. And moving to state legislative news, the California Public Utilities Commission says AT&T must continue to provide landlines and other services in areas where there is no other option. AT&T had asked to be removed as California's so-called carrier of last resort, but the CPUC voted that request down unanimously last week. CalMatter's Kari Johnson explains.
The California Public Utilities Commission heard from thousands of people who felt that it was important that AT&T remain designated a carrier of last resort. Rural communities in particular, AT&T argued that voice over internet service from cable companies like Cox and Comcast and mobile providers like Verizon can meet people's communication needs today. However, the Public Utilities Commission says that no telecommunications companies responded to AT&T's application to replace it as a carrier of last resort, and that was an important part of why they continue to hold that status.
That was CalMatter's Kari Johnson. And finally, a case that could make it easier for visually impaired Californians to vote is scheduled to go before a federal judge today. CalMatter's Samia Kamal has been following this story.
The lawsuit before the U.S. District Court in San Francisco today would compel California's Secretary of State to expand electronic voting options so visually impaired people can cast votes more independently. Visually impaired voters must often rely on sighted people to cast their vote, whether they're printing and mailing a ballot or at a polling station. At least a dozen states allow voters to return ballots electronically, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. A 2022 bill sought to do the same in California, but Secretary of State Shirley Weber opposed it, arguing that online voting would be vulnerable to cyber attacks. If the court rules in favor of the plaintiffs, elections officials could be required to make these accommodations in time for the November 2024 election.
That was CalMatters' Samia Kamal. And those are your headlines for Monday, June 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.